Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. The forecast for today, looking at sunny skies, and we'll have a high only around the mid-60s. Going to be a cooler one than we're used to. Temperature-wise, Kenosha, 58 at this hour. It's 59 in Burlington, 60 Milwaukee, also 59 in Racine. A recent alumnus of Carthage College making his school proud. Ever since Hurricane Harvey hit the Houston area, Brett Harmeling has been going nearly nonstop rescuing people from water surrounded buildings and delivering food and supplies. He's a 2010 graduate who's lived in Houston for the past 5 years. He owns a custom-designed all-terrain Jeep with a 4-foot clearance. He spoke with our partners at Gateway Public Radio about what's been going on. Harmeling saying he's become much more aware of just how valuable his Jeep could be in the wake of Harvey's landfall when he got called on to pick up a stranded friend and came across dozens of others who also needed help.
It was like a scene out of a movie. When we got to the other side of the bayou and turned the corner, there was over 100 people there stranded, almost as if they were on an island with absolutely nothing. The look in their eyes, I'll never forget. And that's when I knew, this is Saturday morning, that's when I knew that Houston needed my help and the help of everyone here.
At first, Harmeling responded to pleas for help through social media. Then he wound up working with authorities. As of yesterday, he'd estimated picking up well over 100 people, saving many, he says, from imminent danger. His own apartment, untouched by the floodwaters. He lives on a fifth floor of an apartment building and hadn't even lost power. Police in Milwaukee identify the body found along the West Frontage Road of I-94 in Racine County on Wednesday as that of a missing Milwaukee woman, 28-year-old Aubrey Scott, who was found in the town of Yorkville, just north of Highway KR. Milwaukee police indicate her death is being investigated as a homicide and that several persons of interest are in custody. Scott reported missing July the 4th, last seen arguing with a man at a downtown Milwaukee bar. The cause of death has not been released. 24 years in federal prison, the sentence in Milwaukee U.S. District Court by Judge J.P. Stattmuller for Robert Krupstadt, the one-time vice president of the Racine chapter of the Outlaws Motorcycle Club. He was convicted of racketeering for his role in what the U.S. Attorney's Office said were homicides, drug dealing, car bombings, theft, and racketeering. Krupstadt specifically convicted in reference to what was called a war party trip to Indiana in search of invaders, motorcycle club members. Prosecutors introduced recordings of outlaws' conversations during the trial of Krupstadt and the seven other defendants, alleging that the murders and the other crimes were geared at defending the outlaws in their criminal enterprises. Also in federal court, Judge Stadmiller issuing a life sentence to an associate of Chicago Outlaws. A Kenosha woman accused of taking the purse of a 90-year-old woman in the parking lot of the Southside Piggly Wiggly store on Durant Avenue pleads not guilty to federal robbery with the use of force against an elderly or disabled person and a misdemeanor retail theft charge. 27-year-old Lacey Lancelotti waiving her right to a preliminary hearing. Bond was modified to a combination of $5,000 signature and $500 cash. September the 29th is Lancelotti's next court date. An SUV and a dump truck collided late yesterday afternoon in the 1900 block of State Street in Racine. The smaller vehicle, according to witness reports, going the wrong way for the roundabout at High and Albert Streets. SUV driver observed being handcuffed while searched the vehicle and reportedly finding beer, according to police reports. Operator of the dump truck did not appear to be hurt, stayed in the cab of the vehicle as he talked to police. Earlier in the day, an SUV and a Racine DPW sanitation truck collided head-on in the 1500 block of Blaine Avenue. City vehicle had turned onto Blaine just before the impact. Police indicating there were 9 people, including children, in the SUV, from which one went to the hospital for medical care. The others helped at the scene by fire department paramedics. The new S.C. Johnson Integrated Science Lab on the UW Parkside campus, formally unveiled during a ceremony, made possible thanks to a $500,000 gift from S.C. Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation. Chancellor Debbie Ford saying this will be the future of science exploration with a state-of-the-art learning environment that will prepare students for successful careers in science and in healthcare.
Perhaps no one single program or group of programs exemplify our long-standing commitment to excellence, as do the sciences. UW-Parkside has a proud legacy of successful alumni who benefited from dedicated science faculty and the opportunity for undergraduate research. and many of those alumni are here today.
Kelly Semrel, the company's Senior VP for Global Corporate Affairs, Communication, and Sustainability, said S.E. Johnson believes in Parkside, education, and the sciences.
Just several miles up the road, we have 500 scientists on our campus. They make the great products that really fuel our company. It is about science. And I hope with this new lab that we continue to make science cool for men and women and boys and girls and people of all color.
The new S.E. Johnson Integrated Science Lab in Greenquist Hall includes a partnership with Shimadzu Scientific Instruments for a broad range of analytical instruments that are crucial in scientific research, development, and quality control. And the Racine Unified School District's annual Start of the School Year rally, held yesterday at Case High School, designed to get as many teachers and staff members together in one setting. Superintendent Lolly Haas, Racine Police Chief Art Howell among the speakers for the event. School starts, of course, next Tuesday. Well, the day after Labor Day, the city of Burlington is going to have a formal groundbreaking ceremony, 10 o'clock in the morning, for the new public pool and aquatic center at the same site as the 51-year-old existing pool, which is going to be demolished. The new pool and related amenities projected to be open for the start of the 2018 swimming season. A couple of weeks have been shaved off the original schedule in addition to saving some money thanks to the use of Kendall Street Reconstruction Project material to build up low spots at DeVore Park where the new pool is being built. Madison-based Arison Associates, the project consultant, $5.4 million project supported by almost 70% of city voters in a referendum last November. Artist workspace, residential workspace, being proposed by James Wasley and Pamela Shermer on the first floor of 613 6th Street in downtown Racine, which the City Plan Commission also supports. Wasley says they're new to Racine. This is their kind of post-career move.
This space is for myself and my wife, who's a painter, and looking forward to having a real artist loft. She's also got some rheumatoid arthritis, so she's looking forward to a space that's all on one floor, which is really why we're asking for this conditional use to live on the first floor in the back third of the space.
He acknowledged plans to replace some double doors with a window, but said that they would give that up if it's a sticking point. Deputy Development Director Matt Sadowski said the Downtown Design Review Panel does have a voice on what the outside of the building looks like. A second phase to the conditional use permit request would create second floor residential rental space, and the current roof deck would be moved south to north so as to allow for better viewing of the lake. This is the final day for registration in the Leadership Kenosha program, which is set to begin its 19th season of professional development offering September the 14th, presented through a new partnership between the Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce and UW Parkside. A series of 9 monthly meetings, participants going to be engaging in professional development training and exploring different segments of the community. More information on Leadership Kenosha by calling the Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce or by going online to KenoshaAreaChamber.com/leadership-Kenosha. And the Racine Zoo has announced a new phone app to enhance visitors' experiences while you're on the grounds. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
The features available on the app include an animal tab with interesting animal facts, their location, description, habitat, lifespan, and other information. The map tab includes an illustrated image of the zoo map or an option to look at a satellite map. An events tab will include all upcoming events at the zoo. There are also beacons that are set for different locations around the zoo. And when the app is open on the animal or location tabs with Bluetooth enabled, a pop-up will appear with a description of the animal exhibit or location. Students from UW Parkside and the App Factory created and developed the app. It's available free through the Apple App or Google Play stores. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Now the voices in your head can be educational. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News. Yeah.